Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Later this evening, I'll be playing some requests I wasn't able to get to over the past couple of months, as well as some new releases. We'll also hear from the band Harpeth Rising, which will be performing in New London Saturday night and in Madison next Sunday. First things first, though, I have a guest in the studio this evening. Celia is here. She's been described as a cross between an earthy Enya, Joan Baez, and Tina Fey. She writes and performs meaningful songs that may offer a taste of the silly or the sacred. Welcome, Celia. Thanks for coming in for some music and conversation.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Where are you based? I know you're in Wisconsin quite a lot, but you tour all over the place.
Yes, I am based in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
You're based in Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Yes.
All right. And do you have family in Wisconsin?
I do. I am from Wisconsin, raised here, and spent most of my young adult life here, and then went to Michigan to go to school, then to New York to pursue a theater career, and for the last 10, 11 years or so, I've been on the road touring with music.
And you were doing just that this morning in Beloit.
I was.
Well, we're going to get right to some music first, and then we'll get a little more of a feel for you. What would you like to start with?
I'd like to start with a song called Red Alabaster and Blue.
Okay, this is Celia.
In this song, I'm going to say, he's an American too, she's an American too. And I'd like to suggest that I might just as equally be saying human being, because I feel it stretches beyond our borders. He is a young African American male. By the time he hits draft age, he might be dead or live in jail. And he found his life a crime when they said no child left behind. He's an American too. She is 90 with dementia all alone. Well, her family couldn't take it, so they put her in that home, and now she withers down to bones. At night she gently moans. She's an American too. She is a young Hmong refugee. She's full with a child. If her daddy finds out, he will go insanely wild. They say they understand her plight, to call themselves the Christian right. She's an American too, and all they wanted was to be free. But greenback dollars can't buy you dignity. Black gold and icebergs separate us from them. It's time to rewrite the master plan. It is terminal, he's sick, he needs a cure. He's a second-class citizen because he's uninsured, and he will leave his family broke, 'cause our health care is a joke. He's an American too. She is a Mexican, she loves her family. She risks her life to cross the border to harvest the trees, and they get dollars to her dime. She works triple the time, what she would give to be American too. He is a young, attractive man, and he is gay. Well, they beat him and burned him, and they left him that way. And now the 26th of April is the silent day. He's an American too, and all they wanted was a better life, and to be equal, no matter black, rainbow, or white. It's getting risky to demonstrate for peace. You just might get shot down by police.
she grits her pearly whites, 'cause they'll beat her if she fights. She's an American too. His skin is red, his eyes are brown, his hair is black. Lived here in peace until the white man attacked, and he tries to understand how a man could own the land. He's an American too.
Celia, our guest on Simply Folk this evening, with her song Red, Alabaster, and Blue. And Celia, that's been one that's been requested quite often on Simply Folk. I know I've had it on the air a couple of times since I started in January. Has that become an anthem of sorts? Do you get a lot of requests for that particular song when you're out and about?
I do. A lot of people feel a connection to that song, especially in the times that we're in, and needing to feel connected and needing to feel, I believe, looking at our similarities rather than our differences.
Was there a particular event or impetus that led you to writing that song?
If there was, I don't remember. You know, sometimes these songs, they come in and they creep around, sometimes for years even, and then when the moment is right, they finally drop in. So I wasn't really sure how this happened. I know I was feeling very passionately about what was happening in our country with the former administration. And I know that inspired a lot of my songs.
You've been, you said, performing and on the road for 11 or 12 years. And you're about to record, I believe, your ninth album. Is that right?
I think it's going to be my... I think it's the ninth.
Are you in the middle of that now? Are you doing new songwriting, or are these songs that you've had for a while?
Yeah, new songs are coming out, and I'm on tour right now, and when I get back to New Mexico, I will kick into recording the next album.
And during your live performances, and I have not had the privilege of seeing you live, but I understand you use some loops and a lot of the newer technology to accompany yourself.
Yeah, I do. So how it works is I will lay down a track live and then play that back and then record on top of that and then play that back and then record on top of that and play that back and record on top of that. And I do it primarily vocally. So, for example, I have a piece that's called Ave Grace, and I take Ave Maria, Amazing Grace, and Alleluia, and put them all together live and in real time. So by the end, there's a choir, and it's all a cappella. So it's amazing what you can do with the modern technology, and people have been responding to it very positively.
Well, and speaking of Ave Maria and Amazing Grace, there's a sense of spirituality that infuses your music. Has that been there always, or is that something that's been evolving for you?
I would say evolving. When I first started doing music full-time, I was doing Celtic music, which of course has a lot of spirit
it.
And I was doing a lot of Irish and Celtic music, and then started writing and did my first solo album in 2003 to start writing my own material, which was produced by Willie Porter, which was a great experience. And more recently, I've been feeling more and more called to allow the messages to come through as they do from a higher plane. And that's been great.
What would you like to play for us next?
I'd like to play a song called The Lonely Lion, which is on that The Breathe album, which I did with Willie.
There's nothing I can do to change my tone. I'm watching couples as they play in the park. They stay till it gets dark, then go home. Well, I am watching them, but they don't notice me till they want me to take their picture with the lion. And when they get their film back, they'll be surprised to see just a close-up of the lonely lion crying. There's only one lonely lion. He lives in a cage. He leads a very lonely lion's life. 'Cause there's a in a different lonely town, she's his wife. Chance to meet again, I'd be his wife.
Celia with Lonely Lion. Oh, that song is just full of pathos. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
You have been, on the road in the Middle West, Minneapolis. You're heading to the Southwest a little bit later this summer.
Yeah.
You have a house concert coming up in Wisconsin, in Cudahy, on the 20th, which is coming up Friday evening. And you have a full-blown website with all kinds of information about your music and your gigs. You can find that at our website at simplyfolk.org. One thing I wanted to ask you about was your storytelling. You're known for being a storyteller, and how do you incorporate that into your shows, and what kind of stories do you tell?
You know, I have not done a whole lot of storytelling in my shows lately. Earlier on in my career, I was doing a lot of storytelling in the libraries and in the schools, and I would incorporate that into my shows more. Now what I do in my shows, I would say, is more comedy sketches. I have alter egos or characters that come out, and most of them have some musical twist to them. For example, there's Gisela Sneezenkopf. She's a professional nose player. She's a nasalist. And there's the Trestlefoot Fairy, who ran for president in the last election.
The Trestlefoot Fairy?
The Trestlefoot Fairy, and one of her most popular songs is Dr. Bronner's Makes Your Hoo-Hoo Tingle. And for those who are unfamiliar, it's peppermint soap. So she's irreverent yet innocent and very playful. And there are other characters like Libby the Librarian and the Busted Cowboy. And every once in a while, I'll do an Irish show and I'll bring out a fellow named the Bricklayer. So I like to take this long red hair of mine and twist it up and do silly things and put on glasses and take on a whole new persona and take the sublime and turn it into something completely silly.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you do children's shows often, or is it mostly adult audiences?
Mostly adults, but family friendly. And I have done a lot of kids' work in the past, kids' shows, concerts, but mostly I'm doing adults and family.
And you said you started doing a lot of Celtic music in your career, and I see you've just picked up a bow on the Celtic drum.
It's true, I have.
I saw a video of you playing this drum, and boy, it was pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you.
It takes a real skill to do that well, and you've got a wonderful technique with that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a great instrument. It's made out of goatskin, so you can bend the tones and get all kinds of different sounds out of this one small drum.
What are we going to hear with the one small drum?
One small drum is going to join me on a song called Everyday Goddess.
Okay, this is Celia.
It's really no big deal, I'm just an everyday goddess. Doing all my goddess duties, trying to find a way. I am the maiden and the mother and the crone, but it's really no big deal, it's just another day. Goose, rising like a star, they say she's working like a man, but they don't understand. She's dancing with the goddess in her heart. She's that woman on the phone, she's smoothing out a deal. And though her back is aching, she's a goddess in high heels. She works 6 a.m. to 3, and it may be hard to see, but the beauty of the goddess runs deep. It's really no big deal, I'm just an everyday goddess. Doing all my goddess duties, trying to find a way. I am the maiden and the mother and the crone, but it's really no big deal, it's just another day. Ooh, 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 yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She's a goddess in a skirt. We don't see that the beauty of the goddess lies beneath.
fed. You must never treat her mean. Always elevate your queen. She's the everyday goddess of your world. It's really no big deal. I'm just an everyday goddess. Doing all my goddess duties, trying to find a way. I am the maiden and the mother and the crone. But it's really no big deal. It's just another day. It's really no big deal. 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 It's just a
Everyday Goddess from a woman who has great lung capacity. Our guest is Celia for this first half hour of Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and we're talking with her about her songs and listening to a few of those. And so you've got a CD coming out. Any particular themes or anything that's emerging in terms of what those songs are focusing on?
Yeah, the songs have been really much more internal and, as you mentioned before, heading more towards spiritual and yet grounded. And they've been speaking to me very loudly lately and asking to come through. So some of those songs are written already, and I'm doing a pre-order of that CD. So there are some songs available currently, and people can go to my website if they want to and contact me to pre-order the CD. And when they do that, they'll get a download of the material that's already created, some of which might be on the CD, might not. But there's 9 songs to a download that they would get if they pre-ordered it.
Oh, great. And where are you going to be mixing and mastering? Do you do a lot of this yourself? I know the technology is getting so much easier for musicians.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah, I have my own studio at home, and I produced, mixed, mastered my entire last CD, Carry Me Home, which was quite a project, but I learned so much. So I plan to do that with the next one as well.
We're going to hear one more song from you. Celia, what would you like to close with? And you're putting the drum down and picking the guitar up, I see.
Yes.
All right.
I'd like to close with a song that I'm using this song title as my working title for the next album. It's called For the Asking. And it would be much more in a sense of the spiritual that you'd mentioned before.
As I prepare for the asking, as I lose sight to be a seer, as I lay down all words and weapons, the voices of the winged ones ring clear. As I bring forth all the joy of a heart song, the gods and the goddesses appear. As I kiss the earth and touch the sky, as I let go of the winged ones ring.
Celia with For the Asking. What a lovely song.
Thank you.
Especially considering you've been singing all day long. And
yeah, and I've got this thing, this virus thing, so I'm singing through it. But thank you, I appreciate
that.
Oh,
that's been going around, these darn early summer colds and viruses.
Dagnabbit.
Yep, sounds lovely. And in fact, you've got a busy schedule ahead. You've got a house concert in Cudahy, and you'll be in St. Paul on the 21st, and then in Cedar Rapids on the 28th and 29th, in Peoria the beginning of June. So quite a tour.
Quite a tour.
Well, thank you very much for spending some time with us this evening,
pleasure.
Celia.
Thank you.
For your talent and your music. You can find a link to Celia's website and how to find her CDs and her gig information at simplyfolk.org. And if you're online, you can join me and fellow listeners on Facebook. Just search for Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. Then click like when you get there. There's a link to Celia online as well on our Facebook page. And I welcome your photos, your gig info, your song links, your comments. You can always drop me a line through email at simplyfolk.org.